When I first walk through the door to Maisie Ford's Hallandale Beach condo, she's wearing a blonde wig, some blue eyeshadow, and a pink blouse with a butterfly brooch. She tells me I'll never catch her without her pink lipstick on. Maisie Ford is the oldest verified living person in Broward County and the second oldest in all of Florida. She had the energy to sit and talk with me for nearly 3 hours straight.
Do you want Dancing with the Stars? Does he look familiar? Here he is.
She jumps up and grabs her walker to move quickly across her condo. She shows me a picture of Derek Hough with his arm around her on her 109th birthday. She doesn't spend a lot of time focusing on the past. Like many South Floridians, Maisie started coming to Hallandale as a snowbird. She and her first husband, Harry, used to spend winters at the beach. It was her daughter, Joanne Levinson, who called her mother in Philly one day in 1967. She asked her mom to spend the winter at then a new development called the Hemispheres. Joanne remembers Maisie passing the phone to her dad.
She said he wouldn't say no to me, and that's how they got their first apartment in this building.
She still lives here in the same condo, independently, though a nurse helps her now. Independence has always been important to her. She got married in the early 1920s, shortly after women got the right to vote. She was 16.
When my husband asked me to marry him, I said, only if you buy me a car.
By the time Maisie moved to Hallandale permanently, she was a widow who had just remarried.
I played a lot of golf. I played a lot of bridge. And I had my own car.
Though she can't play golf anymore, she still loves her bridge and mahjong. And her daughter Joanne comes over almost every day. The good genes run in the family. Joanne just turned 90.
She was always a sharp lady, an excellent bridge player, a terrific mahjong player.
Maisie's best friend now is Marla Oxenhandler. She often comes to visit too. There are 51 years between Maisie and Marla.
It's just like talking to someone my own age.
Well, we talk about families, and I'm interested in her family.
Marla's grown kids live in Philadelphia, and Maisie loves hearing stories about the place she grew up and what it's like now. Maisie's always been really artistic, and she's kept that up. For her 100th birthday, as a party favor for her guests, she made small wire butterflies with hundreds of tiny pink beads by hand. When she got bored with beading, she moved on to knitting. She started with blanket squares for the nonprofit Warm Up America. Now she's been knitting and delivering hats for newborn babies at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood every month. It's the only time she leaves her condo. The hats are how she and Marla met. Marla used to work for Memorial Regional.
She used to just bring them and drop them off at security, and it didn't make her feel that good because she didn't see where they were going.
So Marla started taking Maisie to visit the families who received her hats. Maisie holds up a pink, yellow, and green hat with a big yellow pom-pom on top, filled with tissue paper to keep its form.
And I try to invent combinations. I think this is pretty. I enjoy every bit of what I'm doing.
Joanne helps knit the hats. Not as many as her mom, though.
It keeps her interested. It keeps her mind active. It gets her out with people, so she's not just confined to the apartment all the time. These things have kept her going. I hope it keeps me going.
Maisie and her 90-year-old daughter used to knit at least 50 hats a month, but they've slowed down a little.
Because I can't work as fast and she doesn't work as fast.
Can you imagine she doesn't work as fast at 111 and a half?
Maisie Ford is already planning ahead for her 112th birthday. I'm Katie Spitalski in Hallandale Beach.